Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Now, hostilities between the two presidential candidates are deepening this evening. Heather Humphreys has compared Catherine Connolly to Nigel Farage, while Ms Connolly has accused Ms Humphreys of failing to distance herself from an alleged Fine Gael smear campaign against her. Voters will have their say this day next week, with the latest opinion poll giving Catherine Connolly a near unassailable lead. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. What's been happening on the campaign trail this afternoon, Barry?
Yeah, well, Heather Humphreys and Catherine Connolly started their day off at this studio, Clare, for yet another radio debate. Some observers across parties felt the candidates perhaps sounded a bit tired at times this morning. Remember the intensity of a 1v1 presidential contest, a type of election we haven't seen since 1973. And of course, the media landscape, political scrutiny, much different back then. The pair clashed on cost of living, housing, migration. Fine Gael's Humphreys, she came under pressure for her support or alleged lack thereof for the family of hit and run victim Shane O'Farrell, who was killed by a drug addict out on bail when he should have been behind bars in Heather Humphreys' constituency. Independent Catherine Connolly again faced scrutiny over her 2018 trip to Syria after photographs emerged of her in the company of a militia leader linked to war crimes against Palestinian refugees, Saeed Abd Alal, also known as the Butcher of Yarmouk. Now, Ms Connolly said she was not aware of Alal's links when he escorted her group in Syria in 2018, but she was asked several times by our colleague Pascal Sheehy in Tralee this afternoon whether she should do more research into those she meets.
When you go to a country like that, I've no control who's standing before me today. I've no control when you visit a country like that, who comes up, who moves in and who moves out. That didn't take at all from the main reason that we were there. The only reason was to educate ourselves in relation to the Palestinians.
Well, what else did Catherine Connolly do in Kerry, Barry?
Well, she's in Corcaguina at the moment, where she's launching an initiative on the Irish language, Teangan na hÉireann, which she says will run for a year from June of next year, if elected, to mark the centenary of the first Gaeltacht Commission. It was interesting, Clare, she first visited it in Kerry, Tralee, which is the home of the former Labour leader Dick Spring. However, there were no Labour representatives present with Catherine Connolly, that party backing her, the Mayor of Tralee, Terry O'Brien, the councillor Mary Maloney, not there. And Ms Connolly denied suggestions at this point to a divide within Labour over her campaign. But there is disquiet in that party and the Green Party over her candidature. But that may not matter, with Catherine Connolly peeling off a chunk of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil voters as well. Now, Fine Gael has been at pains to point out this week that Ivan Yates, the former minister, not a member of the party anymore, the man himself saying as much yesterday as well. But Catherine Connolly returned to this topic on Radio Kerry with Gerry O'Sullivan earlier, those comments around a smear campaign made by Ivan Yates, and she said that Heather Humphreys never distanced herself from those.
Nobody in Fine Gael or the candidate has distanced themselves from that comment from a former Fine Gael minister.
Heather Humphreys has distanced herself from those statements made by somebody who's nothing to do with her campaign.
She has not distanced herself. Nobody has rejected those comments. Bring out the big guns. Run a campaign of fear. And that's what's happened.
Well, what about Heather Humphreys? What's she been up to, Barry?
It's been a tough 2 days for the Heather Humphreys camp, and that perhaps continuing this afternoon with criticism in the Irish Times from the Irish Wildlife Trust environmental group over her record in office as Minister for the Heritage in 2016. But it is that opinion poll that has sharpened minds, the one in the Irish Times yesterday, which indicates Ms Humphreys is on 20% of the vote, 18 points behind independent Catherine Connolly, and that her poll rating is going backwards, not forwards on that poll. Much despair within the Fine Gael ranks over that, I've detected. That's that, surmised one respected figure not directly linked to the Humphreys campaign. The grassroots initially despondent. They'd felt Heather Humphreys was gaining momentum, that she was narrowing the gap. The poll indicates different, but the task over the coming days will be for Heather Humphreys to secure her Fine Gael base, which is leaking votes to Connolly, if that poll is to be believed. Perhaps we'll see a focus on the farming and the horse racing vote. vote, usually a strong Fine Gael vote, a message to those communities about exports, and also to rural areas, the message being Heather delivered for us, please deliver for her, a play in her time as Minister for Rural Development. And in a speech to supporters a short time ago, she likened Catherine Connolly to Nigel Farage.
The other candidate in this race spoke the language of Nigel Farage when she accused those of us who warned of the dangers of Brexit of Project Fear and concluded the British people had not been fooled. It shows bad judgment then and even poorer judgment now. We need a president who is not ashamed to be European, who does not believe that Europe has lost its moral compass, who does not believe that it is a threat to peace. We need a president who has been a proud European all their life, not a president who has cynically pivoted in recent weeks to discover the value of the EU and our allies.
Meanwhile, Barry, the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, has insisted that Heather Humphrey's campaign is not doomed. Is he right?
Yeah, well, he says it's growing day by day, Heather Humphreys' campaign, rejecting suggestions that it is all over already, saying almost 50% of the electorate are still not yet sure in terms of either candidate. And he was also asked about what happened in 2011, how events could change. But on the current figures, Miss Humphreys needs all of Jim Gavin's votes and 86% of the undecideds to overturn the deficit with Catherine Connolly. Fianna Fáil, the Taoiseach, also saying that it is still all to play for in this electoral contest, but no great sign as of yet that there's a groundswell of Fianna Fáil supporters plumping for Heather Humphreys.
And Barry, talk to us about the issue of spoiled votes. Latest polling showing there are a significant number of potential voters spoiling their votes or due to spoil them next week. What is happening there?
Yeah, a further push behind that, Claire, within the past hour, and a campaign encouraging people to spoil their vote was launched there just before 4 o'clock. Amongst those launching it was Declan Ganley, the businessman, whom said that he would be writing on his ballot paper number one, Maria Steen. He said he and a cohort of the Irish electorate were not represented, and he said he believed, quote, a rigging of the ballot was taking place, and he appealed for people to spoil their vote. Now, in terms of figures, in the last presidential election or the previous two, only around 1% of people spoiled their votes, but the opinion poll this week shows 6% indicating a spoil, which could lead to as many of between 90 and 100,000 spoiled votes. So one to watch.
Okay, Barry Lenehan, thank you.